Hello guys, you're listening to
Pieces of Eight Podcasting Company.
Finishing each other's sentences, that's new.
It appears so. Anyways, I'm Zoe.
And I'm Joy. And today, we're going to compare the book Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson and the movie Treasure Planet by Disney.
The book Treasure Island. Yes, a great book if you're into the old English makes no sense kind of book.
Ooh, like shiver me shoulders. Arr.
You mean shiver me timbers, right?
I don't get paid enough to remember this.
Don't let the boss hear you say that.
Well, anyways, after reading the book Treasure Island, the story is about Jim Hawkins, a young boy who goes in search of treasure after finding a treasure map. He faces shipwrecks, a pirate crew, and sword fights. Jim's tale is a rags-to-riches story of a young boy who overcomes the odds, and it is a classical novel.
Oh, yeah! Well, my favourite character was probably Jim Hawkins, because he was the only character with a purpose in life. Unlike that Bill Bones guy, didn't he just sit around all day drinking rum and singing that annoying song?
Well, you do realize that in the 1600s to 1730s, pirates were all about rum, treasure, and ships.
Why rum, not water or anything like that?
Because it was a satisfying drink for the pirates, and which adult doesn't like their alcohol? But I'm staying with water.
You know, Joy, when I was small, I wanted to become a pirate, just like Captain Flint.
Is that so?
No, actually, I'm joking. Pirates like Long John Silver are mean, they stink, and they are greedy for treasure. But to be honest, the culture of pirates in the 1800s was to sail on ships and, well, take treasure.
Treasure is shiny, though. Didn't we research the other day that pirates like to wear eye patches and old clothes?
Yes, that is stereotypically true, but they did wear old clothes. Probably because they didn't have much time to go clothes shopping, as they were always on the run from people and other pirates who were trying to steal their treasure.
That's true.
Plus, it's always easier to sew your own clothes than having to waste that valuable treasure on things that were going to be ripped and torn.
That's cool. Remember on the cover of Treasure Island, the clothes on Jim Hawkins looked poorly kept? That must be why.
Yep, seems like it.
You know, I'm really tired. Can I go back to my house and take a nap?
A nap? At this hour? It's the morning!
Well, wait, I'm just trying to be a pirate.
I haven't heard of a single pirate that sleeps in a house in the morning.
Now that I think about it, how did pirates sleep? And did they actually have houses?
That's a good question. Let me just text Captain Smollett. I met him last week.
Now you're gonna talk to the dead. Oh yeah, only you can do that.
Wow, I just learned that pirates didn't actually live in houses. They spent most of their time in ships, like in Treasure Island when they were searching for the treasure and they had to sleep in a boat. It all makes sense now.
Somebody forgot to read their book.
What?
Well, that is the book Treasure Island. But I'm shocked when I saw Treasure Planet. It had a bit of the same plot, but characters and settings were way off.
Then let's pack our bags and solo surf to the land that Disney created. Treasure Planet! Why did we come up with this?
You were the one who came up with this. I'm worried about the pirate named Bill Bones being a half raccoon and turtle, and it was in space. What on Earth?
Joy, we're on Treasure Planet now, not on Earth.
Sorry, I meant what on Treasure Planet.
You mentioned earlier that the Bill Bones character was changed, didn't you?
Yeah, you mean like 3 seconds ago?
Oh yeah, that was right. Now that I think of it, most of the characters were changed. That was one of the differences I found when I watched the movie. Interestingly, the storyline followed that of Treasure Planet, but then it was different in its own way. The movie was about a young boy named Jim Hawkins who wanted to prove himself. After a mysterious stranger came into his mother's inn and gave him a strange map that opened into a hologram that showed him where Treasure Planet was, Jim set out on a perilous journey to find the lost treasure of Captain Flint, but discovered what true friendship was like.
Zoe? That was really cheesy. You have been watching too many Disney films.
That, my friend, is the sad, sad truth.
Plus, stop sounding like an encyclopedia.
I didn't mean to.
awesomely cool.
Anyways, Long John Silver is seen as a character that everyone fears. Well, at the start, he's introduced as a cook to Jim Hawkins, but throughout the story, we found out that he's a pirate who's fierce like a devil. And seeing cyborgs just give me the creeps. So making him a cyborg actually shows that he's known as a bad guy.
Wow. Just wow.
Hey, Joy.
What?
I found out just yesterday in the article that I read from BBC Online that the person who came up with the idea of Treasure Planet, Ron Clements, wanted to create a space world that was warm and had more life to it than you would normally think of in a science fiction film, as opposed to the
stainless steel, blue scenery, smoke coming from the pipes treatment of science fiction.
Now you're finishing my sentences.
You started it.
True.
Well, Zoe, I think our time here is done.
So long, suckers.
Zoe!
I meant see ya, matey. Smell you guys later.
Arr!